My brother is a doctor, trained to heal. He's also a pro-democracy activist, trained to promote human rights, the rule law, the political participation of all Chinese people in the governance of their country. For those who don't know, my brother earned his PhD in 1982 in coronary arterial research at McGill University in Canada. Thereafter, heeding the power call of his justice, he chose to sacrifice his professional career in medicine to contribute his leadership to the Chinese overseas democracy movement. He claimed at that time, medicine can only cure a few patients but cannot cure the disease of a nation. Now, regrettably, my brother has paid a very high and a very cruel price for this, for his commitment to the cause of political freedom in China. Ironically, he has lost his own freedom at the hands of an arbitrary and unjust Chinese legal system that ignores international recognized human rights standards in its judicial proceedings as if they were irrelevant and unnecessary. But things have gone from bad to worse in recent days and months. My brother is not well. His health has gone into a steep and precarious decline. We fear for his life. When I saw my brother at his sentencing in February, he was very pale and very gaunt. The dramatic change in his appearance was deeply shocking. As some of you may know, he suffers from gastritis, varicose veins, phlebitis, and now an alarming depression. There can be no doubt that time is not on his side. My family fear for his future, and so we have determined to do whatever is necessary to bring about his release. And we ask you, the legal leaders of Hong Kong, to join with us to help us map out a campaign in Hong Kong to bring pressure to bear on the Chinese government to release him at the earliest possible date. Without your help, there'll be no end to his incarceration. We must not let my brother wither away in prison. We must save his life, as he has tried to save the life of a body politic of a nation stricken with disease of authoritarianism. Of late, however, there has been some good news in my family's campaign to free my brother from his unjust incarceration.